This doctor, this is dictating on Michael Deliel, D-E-L-E-A-L, D as in David. Michael Deliel, date about 12-17-53. And the date of consultation is 12-11-25. Can I copy for Shane Sampson, M.D., S-H-A-N-E, Sampson. I believe I finished the first paragraph, so continuing the dictation on Michael Deliel. This is a 72-year-old male who has been experiencing shortness of breath of activity and coughing spells. Has previously had been exposed to an explosion and suffered facial burns. Had undergone previous surgery with skin grafting and had suffered the smoke inhalation. He has also had an extensive history for smoking. He has been experiencing dyspnea and some wheezing and coughing spells. And had a cardiac evaluation done recently. A chest X-ray done on 11/20/25 showed no active infiltrates. And both lungs were inflated, and there was no evidence of pleural effusions. Next paragraph, past history. Past history includes history of inguinal hernia repair on the right and left. History of burns of his face and respiratory failure. History for hypertension. And hyperglycemia. The patient had skin graft in January of 21. Can you please correct the date of burn exposure? Patient was exposed to the fire in 2020. Okay. Next paragraph, passage also includes hypertension and fatigue and hyperlipidemia. He had bradycardia and has prediabetes. Next, habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for 30 years. No alcohol use. Next. Let's see. He worked as a welder for 50 years. Next, allergies to sulfur. Next, family history: mother died of a stroke. Father died of unknown causes. Next, system review: the patient had fatigue, no weight loss. He has cataracts, no glaucoma. There's no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleed. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. He has shortness of breath and some wheezing. No nausea, vomiting, no rectal bleeding or diarrhea. He has some chest pains, calf muscle pains, and arm pains. There's no depression or anxiety. He has easy bruising. His joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has headaches and numbness at the extremities. No memory loss. And he has itchy skin. Next, MedList. Metoprolol, 25 milligrams, BID, Losartan, 50 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This elderly white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallocyanosis, clubbing of peripheral edema. His blood pressure, 130/70, pulse 68, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 204, saturation 98. Itchy and ear, non-phallic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursion. Lung fields are clear. Distant breath sounds. Heart sounds regular, so on as to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organ, no megaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, no lesions, no capitalness. Reflexes 1 plus, with no gross, motor deficits, cranial nerves, grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Possible COPD. And number 2 is degenerative arthritis. Number 3 is hypertension. And number 4 is prediabetes. Next paragraph, plan patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest without contrast. He'll be given an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. Advised to lose some weight and come in for a follow-up visit in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Shane Sampson, MD. Shane, S-H-A-N-E, Sampson, S-A-M-P-S-O-N, MD. Thank you.